This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas launched rockets toward Tel Aviv, Israel, in what appears to be the first such long-range attack from Gaza since early this year. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has the story.
Air raid sirens wailed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv on Sunday as a barrage of rockets soared overhead. The Israel Defense Forces said it intercepted a number of the projectiles that sent people scrambling for shelter. The attack came just hours after aid trucks passed through the Kerem Shalom border crossing, Israel's main entry point into southern Gaza, as part of a new agreement to bypass Rafah as Israel continues pressing its military offensive. Egypt refuses to reopen the Rafah crossing until Israel returns control of the territory to the Palestinians. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
A dual Israeli-Brazilian national whose body was retrieved by the Israeli army from Gaza earlier this week was laid to rest on Sunday in the Israeli city of Ashkelon. Hundreds of mourners marched in a funeral procession and attended the service. Family members burst into tears while his mother delivered a eulogy over his grave. The Israeli military said on Friday it had recovered the bodies of three hostages taken into the Gaza Strip after they were killed during the October 7th attack by Hamas-led militants. The International Organization for Migration has increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide in Papua New Guinea to more than 670. The chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific Island nation said the revised death toll is based on calculations by village and provincial officials that more than 150 homes were buried by Friday's landslide.